Вы слушаете SBS Russian. Больше интересных материалов на сайте sbs.com.au/russian.
Вы слушаете SBS Russian. Уже несколько недель на SBS выходят подкасты для тех, кто хочет повысить свой уровень английского языка. SBS Learn English. Не все наши слушатели находят его в отдельном приложении SBS Radio или на платформе, где они слушают подкасты, поэтому мы решили размещать эти эпизоды также и в нашем подкаст-приложении SBS Russian.
Learning English helps me to understand my dentist.
Hi, welcome to the SBS Learn English podcast, where we help Australians to speak, understand, and connect. My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm still learning English. In this episode, we'll look at some important vocabulary you can use when you visit a dentist. We'll also find out if Medicare covers dental care, and how can you benefit from the government program called the Child Dental Benefits Schedule. And we prepared learning notes, quizzes and transcripts on our website, so you can keep learning after you listen to this episode. If someone tells me that they love going to the dentist, I think they're lying through their teeth. We say that someone is lying through their teeth when we think they're telling a very big lie, and they're not ashamed. And how about you? Do you like going to the dentist? How often do you go? And once you are there, do you know what to say? And do you understand your dentist's advice? Listen to this conversation between Marion and Alan. Today, Marion is a patient and Alan is her dentist.
I think I've chipped a tooth and my gums bleed easily.
Have you got any toothache or sore gums?
No, I don't have any toothache. But my teeth are a bit sensitive and my gums bleed when I floss.
Okay, let's have a look. Please lie back and open your mouth.
We heard some useful phrases that can help us communicate concerns about our teeth. Let's go through them one by one. First, Marion said,
I think I've chipped a tooth and my gums bleed easily.
Marion chipped her tooth. That means that a small piece of her tooth broke off, and now she can feel its sharp edges. If you have a chipped tooth, you could also say, I think I cracked a tooth. Or maybe your dentist will say, you have a fractured tooth, and that would mean the same thing. Then Marion said that her gums bleed easily. Gums are part of the soft tissue, flesh surrounding the base of the teeth in your upper and lower jaw. Alan then asked Marianne,
Have you got any toothache or sore gums?
If you have a toothache, you are experiencing pain in your tooth or your teeth. And since teeth don't just hurt for no reason, the best thing to do is to see your dentist as soon as possible. But let's say that you can't see your dentist immediately and don't want to suffer the pain. You could go to your local pharmacy and say, I have a terrible toothache and I need some painkillers. Alan also asked Marianne if she had sore gums. Sore gums could mean you have gingivitis, a very common illness that affects the gum tissue. If you have sore gums, it means that you have pain in the gums, usually when brushing or flossing. Flossing means cleaning between your teeth, using a thin thread called dental floss. We already know that Marion cleans her teeth with dental floss, because we heard her say that her gums bleed when she flosses. But before that, Marion said something else.
My teeth are a bit sensitive.
If we feel pain when we drink something very cold or hot, we can say that our teeth are sensitive. At the end of the conversation, our dentist Alan asked Marianne to lie or lean back in the dentist's chair so that he could have a look inside her mouth. Now, let's imagine that Alan has finished with Marianne's dental checkup. which means that he has made a thorough examination of her teeth, gums and mouth.
A filling has come out, and there's a bit of decay, so I'm afraid that I won't be able to replace it easily. You're going to need a crown.
Oh dear, that sounds painful and expensive. Is everything else okay?
Not quite. There is also some inflammation of the gums, and there's a cavity forming in one of your teeth at the back. Is it okay if we take some x-rays to see if there's any more decay anywhere between the teeth?
Sure, but the cavity you mentioned, will you have to do any drilling?
Yeah, I'll have to drill to remove the decay. But don't worry, I'll give you an injection so you won't feel a thing.
Poor Marianne, it looks like she'll have to visit her dentist more than once. And did you understand everything Alan said? He said plenty, so we better get our teeth into it straight away. To get your teeth into something means to start working on it with lots of energy and interest. You can also say, sink your teeth instead of get your teeth into something. First, Alan said,
a filling has come out, and there's a bit of decay, so I'm afraid that I won't be able to replace it easily. You're going to need a crown.
A filling has come out, there's a bit of decay, and Marianne will need a dental crown. Here, a filling is what the dentist uses to repair teeth that have a hole in them. And if you have a cracked tooth, like Marianne, you could say, I've chipped a tooth and I think I might need a filling. Marianne also has a bit of tooth decay, a tooth disease caused by harmful bacteria. It can develop over time if we don't keep our teeth clean. Dental crowns are tooth-shaped covers or caps the dentist put over damaged teeth. Let's hear what else Alan said.
There is also some inflammation of the gums, and there's a cavity forming in one of your teeth at the back. Is it okay if we take some x-rays to see if there's any more decay anywhere between the teeth?
Inflammation of the gums means that your gums are swollen and painful. A cavity forms in your teeth when the decay makes a hole in your tooth. So a cavity is basically a hole in your tooth. Alan thinks they should take x-rays of Marianne's teeth. Dental x-rays are photos of the teeth the dentists use to look for any dental problems they can't see easily, such as tooth decay between the teeth. At the end of the conversation, Alan said he would give Marianne an injection before he drilled her tooth, so that she won't feel a thing. That means so that she won't feel any pain or discomfort. It's time to talk to our guest. Today I invited my manager Janine because she and her kids make regular visits to the dentist. Hi Janine, thanks for sharing your experience.
Hi Josipa. Well, I started taking my kids for a dental checkup as soon as they began to have milk teeth. You know, they're the first baby teeth they get when they're very young. And I did that not because I thought they had problems, but because I wanted to get them used to going to the dentist. Because they have to understand that regular early checkups can help to prevent cavities and tooth decay. The earlier a dentist can find any of these problems, the less treatment they'll need and the less painful it will need to be.
Yes, that makes sense. And I think it's also good for kids to learn about how to take good care of their teeth as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Also, taking your child to the dentist early in their life helps them to become familiar with the dental office, so that it's not something that they're afraid of.
I agree, but dentists in Australia can be pretty expensive. Not everyone can afford them.
I know, but parents with children aged up to 17 can actually access a dental benefits program. It's called the Child Dental Benefits Schedule, or CDBS, through Services Australia. This program can help with payment for your child's dental services like checkups, fillings, x-rays. You can use the CDBS at most dentists. So when you book an appointment, ask if you can use the CDBS.
And what about adults? Does Medicare cover dental care?
Unfortunately, no. Medicare doesn't cover the cost of dental services the same way it does with other health services. So some Australians use private health insurance to pay for dental care. But most health funds will only pay for some of the cost for a visit to the dentist. So you still need to pay the rest yourself.
And as someone who has a lot of experience in dealing with dentists, do you have any advice you can give us?
I always ask whether I really need whatever the dentist is suggesting, just to make sure. Sometimes I'll even get a second opinion from a different dentist. But it is important to look after your teeth. Have you heard the saying, ignore your teeth and they'll go away? No one wants that.
You're right, Janine. No one wants to lose their teeth. Thank you for your time.
No worries, Josipa. And do you need me to stay a bit longer? I can help you revisit the expressions we learned in this episode.
Yes, please. That would be great. See if you can remember the meaning of these words before Janine says them. We say that someone is lying through their teeth when...
Lying through their teeth is when we think someone is saying a very big lie without any shame.
If we get our teeth into something, or if we sink our teeth into something, it means that...
To get your teeth into something, or sink your teeth into something, means to work on something with a lot of energy and interest.
We also learn different phrases to help us communicate concerns with our teeth.
I think I've chipped a tooth.
Oh, I think I've cracked a tooth, and I might need a filling.
My teeth are sensitive, and my gums bleed when I floss.
I've got a toothache, and my gums are sore.
In this episode, we also learn new vocabulary that can help us understand our dentists. Words like decay, cavity, filling, crown, and so on. If you need a little reminder about the meaning of these words, check out our learning notes on sbs.com.au/learnenglish. There you can also test your knowledge with our quiz. Our email address is learnenglish@sbs.com.au, and you can also find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Thank you for listening.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.